I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Local health officials making a push for more people 12 years and older to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Siouxland District Health says cases are going up around the country, especially in spots with lower vaccination rates. A post on social media says the vaccine is free and easily available in Siouxland. People can call their local health departments, pharmacies, or doctors to set up appointments. Meanwhile, Unity Point Health in Des Moines reports 95 to 99% of their COVID-19 patients are not vaccinated. One of Iowa's biggest children's hospitals has been at capacity or close to the capacity every day for the last few weeks. An official with Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines says this is the result of an increase in children being treated for COVID-19, RSV, and other illnesses. This week, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended children over the age of 2 wear masks when they head back to the classroom in the fall. The Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska reinstated a mask policy to help prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. The Tribal Council approved the change at all public indoor buildings on the reservation effective today. An emergency crew suspended their search for someone in the Missouri River this afternoon. Dispatchers received a call that someone had either fallen or jumped from the railroad bridge. Crews from Sioux City Fire Rescue and South Sioux City both put search boats in the water, but have come up empty, according to Siouxland News, CBS 14, Fox 44. And even though last week saw some heavy rain in the region, precipitation is still below normal in northwest Iowa. An official with the Iowa State University Extension says corn is getting into the pollination phase, and more rain would be a big help in boosting yields. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes.